watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. YSRCP President YS Jagan Mohan Reddy was attacked with a sharp weapon at Visakhapatnam Airport on Thursday. He was admitted to a hospital in Hyderabad even as Andhra Pradesh's ruling TDP voiced doubts that the attack could be a political conspiracy. Jagan sustained injury on his left arm when he was stabbed by a youth who approached him with a request to take a selfie. The attacker, identified as Jaripalli Srinivas, works as a waiter at a restaurant at the airport. Now let's move on to Telangana. Leaders of opposition parties in Telangana met the state's chief electoral officer Rajat Kumar on Thursday and submitted a letter alleging that their phones were being tapped and selected searches of their vehicles were being carried out by the state machinery. After meeting with the political leaders, Rajat Kumar said that he would look into the allegations and take it up to the state police for further action. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The Enforcement Directorate, which conducted a search and seizure operation at Amnesty India's office in Bengaluru on Thursday, had stated that the NGO had violated the Foreign Transaction Regulation Act. The ED has frozen Amnesty's bank accounts since the search operation began on Thursday afternoon. In a statement released to the media, the ED said that Amnesty International India Foundation Trust had received foreign funds of worth Rs. 36 crore through a foreign commercial route. Now let's move on to Kerala. Kerala Chief Minister P. Vijayan chaired a high-level meeting with senior police officials in Thiruvananthapuram, where authorities cracked down on protesters who prevented women in 10 and 50 age group from entering the Sabarimala temple. Police have arrested over 1,400 people across the state, registering 258 cases against 2,000 people for denying an order of the Supreme Court that had allowed women of all ages to visit the temple. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. A total of 20 assembly seats are vacant in Tamil Nadu as of Thursday, following the Madras High Court judgment in the AIADMK MLA's case, and it will be sought of mini assembly elections if bipolls are to be held simultaneously. The bipolls for 20 seats will be an acid test for the leadership of Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy, DMK President M. K. Stalin, and the sidelined AIADMK leader TTV Dinakaran, now an independent legislator. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.